Eternity's Wound. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. The famous poem about seasons is often treated as gentle reassurance. Life changes, so wait patiently. But the teacher offers something sterner. These lines are not a sentimental calendar. They are a confession that we inhabit times we did not choose. 14 pairs, twice 7, the biblical number of completeness, stretch from birth to death, war to peace. Together they form a merism. Opposite ends are named to encompass everything between them. Yet the poem does not approve every event it describes. A time to kill is no more a command than a time to die. The teacher is mapping the whole wounded field of mortal life, where even love must sometimes take the severe form of opposition to evil. We imagine freedom means controlling our circumstances. Ecclesiastes suggests that wisdom begins when we stop demanding to be sovereign over the clock. The ache we cannot explain. The Hebrew word translated time is yeth. Not merely clock time, but an appointed occasion. A moment whose meaning comes from its fitting place. Likewise, when God makes everything beautiful in its time, the Hebrew yafeh can mean fitting or appropriate. The claim is not that every event is pleasant or morally beautiful. Betrayal, injustice, and death are hideous. Yet God can place even what is broken within a final work whose pattern we cannot presently see. Verse 11 then names our peculiar torment. God has set olam in the human heart. The word may suggest eternity, the distant horizon, or the whole vast course of time. We sense that each moment belongs to a larger story, but we cannot see the story from beginning to end. Eternity in the heart is therefore both gift and wound. Animals suffer the moment. Human beings also ask what the moment means. Augustine's famous confession that our hearts are restless until they rest in God echoes this tension. Our hunger for permanence cannot be satisfied by anything temporary because it was awakened by the Eternal One. Dust that receives bread. The chapter descends from poetry into the courtroom. Even where justice should dwell, wickedness sits enthroned. Then it descends further, into the grave. Human beings and animals share ruach, breath, and return to dust. Ecclesiastes refuses the flattery that death is natural and harmless. It humiliates every claim to self-made greatness. Yet the teacher does not counsel despair. Eating, drinking, working, rejoicing, and doing good are gifts. A meal cannot defeat death, but it can be received from the God who will. Faith is not possessing the whole pattern. It is receiving today's portion without pretending it is the whole. In Jesus Christ, God entered our appointed time. He was born, wept, kept silence, spoke, was torn, died, and rose when the fullness of the time came. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The Lord of all seasons did not explain suffering from a distance. He submitted himself to our hours and opened them toward resurrection. Cross-references, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, Psalm 31, verse 15, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Suggested him, O God, our help in ages past. Prayer. Lord of every season, free me from the need to master what only you can hold. Teach me to mourn honestly, rejoice gratefully, do good courageously, and trust Christ with the pattern I cannot see. Amen.